He would have music on. He would have jazz on always in the house, always jazz, from the minute he woke up in the morning till he went to bed. In multiple rooms, usually, probably multiple things playing, but no, no talking. It would have changed my mouth. I don't think he dressed me because this was something I would wear, that outfit, sans the belt, but the black and the black. That vintage sweater was all beaded up in here, and that was just a pair of tight corduroys. I think I added the disco belt, and fun fact, this disco belt thing that was around and then through the leg was also, I sort of copycatted that from another subject of his, Barbara, from Something Like a Bird, Double Barbara, and she sort of preceded me in the disco time. We bartended at the same place where Barclay and I met. I did the photo shoot, and then he took the painting to the point where he wanted to add the leggings, the muff, this is a curtain tie, the rose, the leg warmers, which I think it was rabbit. I'm not sure what kind of fur. But he put those on a mannequin leg and wrapped them with the ribbon, which then matches a couple of bows. Those were added later, and I think those were on Christmas presents I gave him that year, so that would have been 1982. And this was a muff that he got from a vintage store in New London that he had hanging out in the studio. But the only posing I did where he painted me from life was, I wasn't even wearing the outfit. I stood where there were a lot of lights in the house, and he had me stand with my eyes closed, my glasses off and my eyes closed. And that was maybe, I don't know, an hour, and then a break, and then another hour, and then another break. And I did have the heels on. So standing in heels with your eyes closed is a very tippy proposition. So it wasn't the most comfortable thing. And as I said once before in a video, it wasn't the most fun I ever had with Barclay Hendrix. I didn't really see what he was doing. He didn't let me look after he was done painting. Painting my face and my hair and the shadows on my face. And I think I came back later and he had me hold my hand separately so that he could put the kumquat in. The kumquat was actually based on another portrait that he did of Andy. Andy was a very close friend of ours. Barclay met him at Connecticut College, and Andy was from St. Vincent in the Caribbean and loved tropical fruits. And he introduced Barclay to kumquats. So Barclay always told me that I was kind of like a kumquat, sweet on the outside, sour on the inside, or maybe the reverse. But anyway, he said it was the diversity of inside to outside that he always found interesting and comparative to the kumquat for me. This was finished, I think, right before our wedding. It was Picasso and Gertrude Stein. He did a portrait of her that had her eyes either crossed or her eyelids were sagging or something. And when she saw the portrait, she said, "But I don't look like that." And he said, "But you will." So with this painting, I said the same thing. My hair isn't fluffy like that. It was a much shorter curl. I mean, it was the length, but shorter. I said, "My hair doesn't look like that." And he did the Picasso thing. He said, "It will." And it did. And it does.